On Midwest Week, how to help cultural organizations in the Quad Cities survive the pandemic. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Alma Gall, features writer for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. In recent weeks, Alma, you've been writing about museums, arts, and cultural organizations, and something called the Quad Cities Cultural Trust. And what is the Cultural Trust?
The Cultural Trust is a nonprofit that was formed in 2007 when the leaders of the John Dew Foundation, the Hubble-Waterman Trust, and the Bechtel Trust kind of came to the realization that our local entities here, our deeply rooted cultural amenities, really needed some help. They needed a sustainable, reliable extra source of revenue. They were always scrambling, always struggling, you know, trying to get grants, trying to earn income through programs and attendance, always fundraising so they could keep themselves going. And the kind of visionary leaders of those three groups, Hubble Waterman, John Dew Foundation, and a Bechtel Trust, just realized they needed help. And so they pooled together a big amount of money for an endowment, and then they could use the interest off that endowment to fund what at first was five organizations, and then it's now grown to six. And maybe someday, you know, when they get bigger, they will be able to add organizations to those sort of under its umbrella. Obviously, there are lots of other cultural organizations that add to the quality of life here that aren't part of those six, but that's what they felt they could do for now. And so that's what my series focused on, was those six. Not to say that there aren't other great organizations out there, but just to kind of narrow the focus a little.
So the funding just comes from the endowment, or do you and I give them money to help out as well?
Nope. It all comes from the endowment. It came from those first founding groups. And then just recently, and I have a story that I wrote today, the leaders of that trust have had a three-year fundraising campaign in which they've gone out in the community and tried to get more money to add to their endowment. And they announced today that their endowment is now with extra fundraising, $36 million. So that allows them to, be stronger and keep up their good work so that others can do the same.
Okay. Now, what are the six organizations?
They are the Figge, the Putnam, the Symphony, Quad City Arts, River Music Experience, and the Botanical Center.
And do we know how those six were chosen, or why they were chosen, or anything like that, Alma?
No, I didn't ever really get into it. It's, you know, to me, the Figge, the Putnam, and the Symphony are pretty obvious. I mean, they've been around a whole long time, and they're part of the bedrock here of this community. And the other three are maybe a little more recent. RME and Botanical Center were actually founded in the time that I have lived here. And then Quad City Arts has been it's been around a while too, but sort of evolved through the years. So they were a little bit more lately. But they all add, you know, Botanical Center has the plant, outdoor element. Quad City Arts not only provides arts, but it provides, in turn, it provides money to other artists so that they can, you know, do their work. And River Music Experience, that is, kind of a different component. There's a symphony, but River Music Experience is different kinds of music, and it's a lot about education of kids, which the symphony does too, but maybe different kinds of kids, different kinds of music.
Okay, one of the members is the Figge Art Museum, and you've talked about that in your stories. How has the Figge been doing during the pandemic?
Well, all of them really have been doing okay, which is not to say that people should take their foot off the gas, as they say, in supporting these organizations. But all six of them have been able to survive with, grants. All six of them have received money, thousands of dollars from the Payroll Protection Program, which was part of the Federal CARES Act of 2020. All of them, except the Botanical Center, have received grants from the Iowa Arts Council or the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs, kind of the same, and then from other different sources. So they've managed to cobble together grants and their own reduced income and, really beating the bushes. But they've put together enough that they all are surviving and pretty much with their staffs in place. I mean, they haven't had to lay off. Now, River Music Experience, they would have people when they had in-person concerts, like bartenders and doorkeepers and all, that they've had to lay off because they haven't had those things. But otherwise, they've been keeping up.
Okay, and they've, in some way or other, they've all been doing things virtually and, social distancing outside. And
I mean, they really had no option. They would either have to just do nothing or change. And they feel they're all very committed to trying to do something and to make their programming available in some way. And that has been then online. The Figge and the Putnam put exhibits online that people can look at. The symphony has recorded its concerts so that you can get digital access and listen to the concerts at home. And I just want to say that they did amazing things to put on the Quad City Bank and Trust Riverfront Pops concert. I mean, they surveyed their audience. They changed the date. They changed the location. They reduced the size of the orchestra. They did away with outside vendors. They drew this big grid on the ground and said where people could sit so they'd be socially distanced. They bought masks to give to people who didn't have them. They just did. I mean, it's like they moved heaven and earth to have this concert go on.
And what about after the pandemic, whenever that happens to be, Alma? Does it seem like all six are going to come out of this in reasonably decent shape?
Yes, I think they will. And they're also rather optimistic in terms of the online programming that they've been forced to do. They would like to keep that then, in addition to returning to their their in-person offerings, because even though online does not reach as many people as in-person events, it maybe reaches different people, people who wouldn't come to a thing in person, but would, go online or go online at, different times of the day. Quad City Arts put some programming having to do with visiting artists online that teachers can access, at any time for instruction, as part of their lesson plans, as part of their instruction. And, otherwise visiting artists would just come, on this given day, this year, but now they can, access that as it fits in with their plans.
So any guesses if they might add more to the six, if there might be seven or eight or nine participants in the trust?
I know that they would like to do that. They've been, kind of close to the vest with that as to who the new ones might be and when. But I believe that is their goal. They first want to, be sure that they're on track with the six they have. But yes, I'm sure they would like to. And I wouldn't guess that they would maybe add more than one at a time, just, to make sure that they are being responsible and not overreaching.